Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of prophethood, a very grave misconception which generally prevails in the minds of most Muslims is that it is generally regarded that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the greatest of all prophets. Amongst the other prophets, he occupies the most distinguished position. Now, if we analyze the Quran, we find an entirely different concept. The Quran does not in any way comment on this issue of prophethood or the superiority of a particular prophet on another prophet in this way, as we Muslims generally tend to believe. The Quran says at one place, تِلْكَ رُسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ in Surah Baqarah, after mentioning a series of prophets by name, here the Quran says that these are the prophets and we have given superiority to some prophets over others in some aspects. So the Quran is absolutely clear. It does not mention any absolute superiority of any particular messenger of God over others. It says that there are certain aspects in which a certain messenger is superior to others, and there are certain others in which some others are superior to others. As for example, we know that the Quran has said that the Almighty Himself spoke to Moses, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and similarly, Jesus was given certain miracles. And we also know that Noah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had a life which extended over 950 years. And perhaps the greatest miracle of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Quran itself. So we can see that various prophets and various messengers, they are distinguished from others in various aspects, but these all aspects are relative. They are not absolute. No single prophet of God has been given absolute superiority over any other. We find this to be an alien concept, and this concept is generally found in people, in ummahs who have become decadent because of their own intellectual thoughts, and they do not realize the real concept, which in this regard has been elucidated by the Quran. And one must also realize that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his own narratives also has specified a number of times, and he, for example, on one occasion he was addressed as Ya Khair al-Bariyah, which means, oh, the best of mankind. And at this the Prophet actually replied by saying, such is Abraham sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Similarly, he was once asked that who is the most noble of people, and his answer was Joseph, who is the son of a prophet, who is the son of another prophet, and who is the son of Abraham sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we find that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself saying that this issue of superiority or absolute superiority should not be discussed in the manner, it should not be taken in the manner that we Muslims generally do. All of these messengers of God, all of these prophets of God, of course, they are superior to other human beings, but as far as they themselves are concerned, there is no question of any absolute superiority, and we Muslims must not in any way assert the fact that it is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam who is the most superior of all the prophets of God, simply because the Quran has not commented on this. Not only it has not commented on this issue, it has actually commented in another way by saying that there is no absolute superiority. There are distinctive features of each prophet. Each messenger and each prophet of God has his own distinctive feature, which makes that prophet distinguished in that particular aspect over other prophets. But as far as the question of absolute superiority is concerned, there is no such mention in the Quran, and the Quran has always said that we must not لا نفرق بين أحد من رسوله, as the Quran says, we must not distinguish between various other prophets, and we must realize that this issue of superiority, of absolute superiority of prophets of God or messengers of God is an alien concept to Islam and has crept into it in the times of Muslim decadence. As far as the Quran is concerned, as far as the Prophet Muhammad himself is concerned, both have categorically said that this superiority is such that that we Muslims should realize that it is relative, it is not absolute, and no single prophet has been singled out by the Quran in any way and regarded him to be the absolute superior or the most superior of all other prophets. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.